Om Shanti. We'd like to welcome Sister Mohini from New York. She's the regional coordinator for the Americas. Okay. Welcome, Sister.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Everyone is very happy, or very, very, very happy. These days, Baba had been saying three times, very, very, very greetings, congratulation, three times, right? So you are happy because you met Baba. You are happy because you heard Baba. You are happy because you experienced Baba. Are you happy because you have attainments from Baba? Because first we invoke Baba, then we meet Baba through Drishti, then we listen to Baba, then in the end it's more experience, and then we feel very full. Right? You agree or no? So you had everything, right? Did you hear Baba? Did you all hear Baba? Did you hear Baba? There is a beautiful word, they say, listening and hearing are different. I heard Baba. I listened to Baba. So when I heard Baba, then it touches in a different way. I heard you. I heard Baba. I was listening a talk, message. So I was listening, but I heard. I really heard. So first aspect which we can reflect on is that this is my divine birth. And if this is my divine birth, then being in that awareness that this is my divine birth. This spiritual birth is given to us, or we are adopted by Bab Dada. Yes? At least acknowledge something. Yeah? So we are adopted children, right? So this word of divine birth, really yesterday I heard when I say, I know, we are in awareness and it's something we all know. But when Baba said, so I thought to create that awareness since last night. This is my divine birth. Because at this time what has to be done is to hear and then make it awareness. And from awareness you start seeing the changes which happen. Whatever Baba said, we all know, no? There was nothing new. But why he says is, when he says is, there is importance to change that into awareness. Thoughts create awareness, and awareness then create thoughts. So when I listen, this is awareness I need to be. Because recently Baba said, awareness brings power. So now your thoughts are powerful. It's not I have to create all the time. Yes, I have to. But when it becomes awareness, then it's a lot of difference. And then in that stage, what encouragement or inspiration I had was, I have to be companion of God with His task. Free from obstacle. We all are companions of God. We think God is our companion. But we are God's companion. You know, it was different. God is my companion, so whenever I need strength, whenever I need friendship, whenever I need, I say God is companion. But here God is saying, you are my companions and I want you to be like this with me at confluence age. So that was second aspect which really also touched me a lot, that if I remember, it's just like if you are two friends or two sisters staying or two of you staying at center, then you find that there is no understanding, there is not proper communication, there is something missing, then that companionship is not enjoyed. No? Companionship needs where you're doing it together. Combined is after, but at least together. Even if there is very subtle lack of trust, let's say, that I do not trust one who is with me as companion for service, you will always find that you could feel that there is something always is missing. But when there is trust, then it's a different atmosphere. Any two souls who are instruments, it is very important to create that trust. So I was thinking, as amongst us, we have this kind of experience, and we try, as Baba said also yesterday, to be perfect. So in our other relationships, service companions, we are service companions, so we always feel that harmony is very important. So same is my harmony in service when I am with Baba, is very, very important. So a sense of responsibility and sense of gratitude, not only gratitude, it's like dignity, that honor I have. And honor is that I want to be, I am with my companion, Baba is saying, you are my companions at service and you should be free from obstacles, but also you should be in your stage of perfection. I think if we think, many times you have to think in a different way, same thing, to inspire you. Like I was very inspired, oh, God is saying you are my companions and God is saying that you should be like this, so I should be like this. Because something as a routine you understand, you revise, you practice, and something is which stimulates and inspires you. And when you are inspired, practice becomes very natural. So your divine birth, I'm companion of God, and I have to be free from obstacles. And Baba said main obstacle is, what is main obstacle? Waste thought. One is waste thought, other is weak thought. Weak thought is like divided mind. When you have weak thought, you really lose power for action, you lose power for success. And you might always think it's because of this one, but actually internally you will say, I was also divided, I was not very certain, I was not very keen, or internally when you will look at why this didn't happen. You wanted to achieve something, do something, and you found that you couldn't make it. And those who have nature of introspection, I always look at why this didn't happen. Then I will say, car didn't come, this, you know, there will be some reason or that. But deeply within I find that if I was really sure about something or this one. So when Baba talked about power of mind, why I should not have waste thoughts or weak thoughts? Because your capacity reduces. And when your capacity reduces, you're not able to accomplish. And since 3 days I had been noticing that because of, first there is a reason, it affects the mind, and then your mind is divided, uncertain, and then you do not reach to your goal, you're not able to accomplish what you want. So when Baba was talking about waste thought, most of us are paying attention, especially since last night. Every minute there will be a situation. Every minute there is some situation. whether favorable or unfavorable, whether cooperative or non-cooperative. But the way I think about it, shouldn't have happened. This one shouldn't have done this. What I noticed since yesterday, even one thought comes back and forth because of someone, some situation. I said, no, Baba has said, shouldn't have wasted thought. That means not thinking back again about what happened. Process it or... So I like the word when it says power of mind, because every thought is the seed. Every thought is the seed for the action, and if the seed is not full, it's empty. I have good wishes, I have this, but they are not effective, or maybe sometimes they don't work because there is no strength, there is no power in the mind. So deeply within, just to make sure that there shouldn't be weak thoughts because of any reason. Lot of people get something started, but they never finish. And then we say there are a lot of obstacles. We don't know why there are so many obstructions. But one of the reasons is that your mind is very divided. So when your mind is divided, your capacity has reduced, so you're not going to get achieved. And then we see it as obstacle. So when Baba uses attention, attention could also be very self-centered. When you have attention, that means no, you cannot be pulled by energy, by different, opinions and things like that. Many times we are so much affected. So internally, it was very, very nice to think about power of mind. That means every thought should be clear, should be powerful. And this is very important because ultimately I think in Brahmin life our joy is creativity, newness and capacity to experience more, capacity to give more. That's the Brahmin life is about, isn't it? But that requires, I'm trying not to see word concentration, but because we are so used to concentration, I have to concentrate. But I am seeing this more as, it becomes your nature now, that you are not lost in the wood or you are not lost in bushes, but you are very, very clear. You have a clear mind. So when there is strong mind, and that also is not necessarily determination. Sometimes determination also is a force. I'm determined to do it. And then you find you can't do it. I really promise I will do, but you find you... Like for me, promise word doesn't appeal much, because then you promise you can't do it, then you say it happens every time better, I don't promise. But how do every thought... Why I'm using word capacity, because this is in the world too, they keep saying these days that... But Baba uses strength of mind or power of mind. So that every thought which is created, or within thought there should be ability, because mind finally is ability. We use for mind also a faculty. We look at faculty. Faculty could be learning, teaching. But mind is a faculty of the soul, and mind is the ability of the soul. And if ability is growing, and that's the whole world today, what people say, intellectual capacity or capacity to do, increase my capacity. So when I look at mind and it says my ability, so one day it's good to just write what are the qualities needed for mind? Like when we say clear mind, then we say clear, focused mind, then we say self, centered, and whatever different words come in your mind. What kind of mind would you want? What kind of ability? And within ability, there is power. Like, oh, I have ability to adjust. We might say power to adjust, but it's your ability. And for me, to love your own self means you keep increasing your potential, you keep increasing your capacity, keep increasing your strength, no? And that's the whole life is about. If I say that, okay, now whatever years I had been meditating or I had been doing service, and but what you want to see really is, yes, of course, silence is very important, but silence also is helping your abilities to grow. Silence also is for mind and intellect. It's like increasing your power. So when you will start seeing that how, when there is waste or weak thought, immediately it affects your power to discern. Immediately. Even if you are deciding, but power to discern is not working as should be. And power to discern is very, very important, because when I discern, then I decide. And many times it does happen that you have decided and then you say, oh, this could have been better, right? With how many of you this happens? You say, oh, this could have been better. How many of you? Many of us. I even also. But then what I did one year, I thought, because I take some of the thoughts like, I have done it and I shouldn't think second time. If I am thinking, but I shouldn't keep thinking about it. I did something, then I say, oh, that's better. So thought comes. But then I don't keep saying, oh, I could have done this, I should have done this, which once in a while happen. So, but that's waste again, no? So I practice that I'm not going to, what I have to do now, whatever I have done, have good wishes so that it get accomplished. Sometimes it happens, even speaking to someone, you say something and then other person, or even you feel that was not right, it could have been. So you can say sorry, you can all that, but also immediately you can have pure thoughts. To make that, you know, all right. So I was in Gyan Sarovar, so when I was coming, I say goodbye to Darijanki. She said, there is no waste for all of you. No, she was looking at us, myself, and then she says, and I realized that I don't have really much habit of thought of waste and all that. I mean, I can easily be quiet, I can easily. But she said, that's not what your task is. Your task is that at that time, when atmosphere is weak, or we have such powerful thought, that those who are having wasteful thoughts, they also feel, oh, my thoughts stop too. And I liked it because I thought that's a kind of duty we are given. That those who are instruments, those who are nimit, then they should take others also beyond wasteful thought. But if you start indulging, somebody has it, you join it, then you say, oh yeah, it's like this, it's like... But we say, no, it's okay. Most of you must have experienced that in drama, a scene could come which could be of tension, turmoil, whatever, different ways. So you try to juggle around and say, let's do this, let's. For me, I find that there are many who are doing it. So I just say, let me remember Baba, because that's where we will have right thought. So atmosphere calms down. Instead of tension, then it calms down. So attention is making you introverted. And when we are introverted, we are naturally pulled by Baba. Remember Baba. It's so interesting, 2-3 days ago, one of my luggage was lost, right? Where it went, where everyone is looking, going around. It was few minutes, and then I said, it's okay. You know, let me remember Baba, because not only immediately we found it, but also everyone else. Otherwise it becomes like, for little things. So when Baba says attention really is important, because there can be a lot of waste. It's not wasteful thinking, but there is a situation. But how do I handle? One is you have to take action, but then on other side also your state of mind is very, very important. So since last night, whenever I am just having even one thought, I say, no, Baba has said, not even single thought should be wasted. So we catch now. You know, since Baba had said, you can immediately catch and say, look again. And as I said, drama is, some things happen, then don't happen, then... It's like drama is always playful, very playful. As I said, there will always be happening, not happening. It's, so if we keep saying obstacles, so then Dari Gulzar said very interesting thing, that there will always be reasons. Always. I cannot do this because of this, this is what's happening. But that reason should not become obstacle. In the sense that I'm not able to do it. That reason gradually took over my mind to an extent that became a reality in the sense of I couldn't make it. So that's the obstacle. I have to do something, I have to reach somewhere, I have to, let's say, communicate with someone, that's the aim. But there is a reason, I look at that person is not smiling. This person doesn't seem to be willing. No, it affects me a little. See, I don't think it's going to work, right? So reason is creating now. And then I said, oh yeah, that's true. So it didn't work out. Now that's obstacle. You understand? I like that, the way she put it, that there will always be reasons, but when it's time to get it done or whatever, it won't be obstacle. So obstacle is happening, is like a blocking you. So any reason shouldn't become excuse. But any reason shouldn't be allowed to reach to a point where there is obstacle. And it's so interesting when I say drama is our master, is our teacher. There is always a way. We had lot of churning on obstacle, not lot. We just started on thinking that there is difference between obstacle, a test, and a problem. Sometimes we see everything as a problem. No, they say there is an issue here. There is a problem. Sometimes we see everything as test, and then there is obstacle. So obstacle has come just to see your, you know, test you, that how much power you have. One time Dadi Prakashmani was sitting, we all, few of us were there, and there was someone who, very dear, near, but as nature of, you know, kind of, not only analyzing, but we used to say dissecting. It's like they dissect, no? To study. So this person will always dissect a situation, which sometimes is not very pleasant, right? It changes into criticism, it changes into lot of comments, and so Dadi Prakashmani was sitting and listening and smiling. So I asked Dadi, but didn't you feel even little bit that he should stop? She said, no, I was testing if my power of tolerance working or not. And I liked it, because instead of focusing on what other person is saying, her focus was to see that is my, I always say, I have a lot of tolerance. And when there is a situation, then you get upset, you get, so where is that power? Is there really enough power? So this shows you that I need to increase my power. So if she would have thought about what person is saying, it would have been waste. But because she stayed in that stage, and see, or sometimes our patience is tested. Sometimes our power to adjust, every moment there is a test, right? But as I said, we can see that obstacle. Little different exercises Brahma Baba used to give us. A simple exercise. In the morning after Murli Baba will go for walk regularly. He will not go in, he will just go for walk. So some of us want to go. So speed was one thing. Baba was very fast. See, Baba's not only fast, but accuracy, efficiency, punctuality, never happened that he was 1 minute late. I was hosting Baba in Delhi for 3 weeks at someone's home when he came. So I had, my duty was to take Baba for Murli, accompany him and take him. And whenever I reach, generally we have tendency, especially when we are young, we run, right? So the kitchen was far and I am there doing something. So I said, oh, six, run. So when I came, he is standing still, and I just, then I took him, and then I said, he was so punctual, that it was never even 1 minute late. So all that Baba had, you know, all these qualities Baba had, and I think because he was so focused on the self. You know, generally we have waste thoughts, we say influence. This shouldn't have happened. This is, and these days when you look at, like you look at the Adi Gulzar, you know that the stability they have inside and Baba's remembrance and joy and all that is because, you know, they don't have waste. So Baba wants us to change waste, not have waste, but also to have a powerful thought. When I sit with Baba, or I have to, especially when I have to offer bhog, one of what I enjoy most is that it's, there is such connection that there's no, I should say, obstacle. That means you don't have to make efforts. But every time I sit, at least I have to take few thoughts, reflect little, not say Baba's some qualities in my mind. But when it's, Baba has to pull me. And I always feel that that's what Baba wants to see. Our intellect connected, our mind completely is very, very powerful. So that our spiritual stage, because now stage fluctuates so often. Every hour. This situation is seen, this is the scene, then second, every moment scene will change, no? Do you want same scene every minute? Just imagine there is a film going on. And it repeats. Yeah? Second, and you know it's stuck. Film is stuck because scene is not changing. So every scene will be different, but how, what is my, am I seated inside? And I'm watching. And whenever it's necessary, I'm interacting, I'm responding. So that stage, I think. So there are two things. One is they say, very defensive attitude, I'm okay. I think I am okay is very different in the sense of I am okay. But there is a higher stage, you know, which is I am very happy. we are mature enough to keep ourselves okay. But Baba doesn't. Baba is not just okay. Before Baba used to say, no, right word, okay, I'm okay. Now he says, right, I am happy. Because at confluence is this inner joy, this happiness. It took us so long to understand love, right? It was like always emotion. That day in the spirit of care, I was explaining that the moment I came here, I met Baba, met family, I saw Yajna. Only what I felt was just love. Just love. And some still say, you are sitting, huh? How clean everything is, no? Spotless, white sheet, your sofa is here. What is this? Is this not love? Only when I say I love you is love. And then I go and don't even give you a cup of tea. God's love. So love we always thought was somebody sits, spend 1 hour is love, or somebody sympathizes is love. But we don't know that in Yajna, it's God's love. Everything. You go for breakfast, there is love. You go for love. You go in the room, it's the love. Go anywhere in the world, you will not get what we're receiving here. It's God's love. I feel so much we are taken care of. There is abundance for us. The way Baba is taking care of us, nowhere anyone will take care, whether it's Laukik or even worldly. Worldly in the sense of go into very big hotels, still you will not have that flavor, what atmosphere as we get. So I always call our retreat places 6-star hotels. You get 5-star hotel, but that's 6 because of course there is spirituality, but also different, completely different vibrations. So as love, same as happiness. Now we are trying to figure out, am I happy or not? Am I happy? Or what will make me happiness? This brings happiness. So this morning when I was offering bhog in Gyan Sarovar, I stayed, they wanted me to offer Shiv Jayanti bhog. Baba also said, whole day if you can think about how many, there are so many aspects for which you can congratulate yourself. Recognizing Baba, experiencing from Baba, meeting Baba, many, many, many. So that you can experience happiness. And make it like you, yes, that's what it is. So our effort at this time, what Baba wants to see from yesterday, that we should be, he talked about kingdom, right? Baba says, many of you are looking forward and happy about kingdom. I was a little bit surprised because I don't know how often I think about kingdom. How often you think about kingdom? Miraman, you think about your kingdom? Generally, that our kingdom is coming. But actually, this must be coming from self-sovereignty. And one day we can go in detail about when Baba said, Amara Raja, our kingdom is coming, what it really means, our kingdom is coming. Self-sovereignty is one, definitely, where you find your all sense organs. So I was also trying to say, I haven't recently thought about kingdom. How many of you had thought recently about my kingdom is coming? Show me hands. One. Anyone else? Now we are so busy with efforts, then we have to meet Baba. I didn't think about kingdom, but when he said it, after that I start thinking that why are we not thinking that our kingdom is coming? And sometimes it is good, like when we say, I will be very happy in golden age. And when you realize you cannot be more happy than what you are today, how will you be more happy? Can you be more happy in golden age than here? Yes or no? And so, as the moment you realize, as much happy I am now, that much happy I will be in golden age. That means I have to be happy all the time, because it's only because of this in golden age I will be always happy. Not because in golden I will be always happy, so I am not happy now. Same is fortune. I will be very fortunate in golden age, but I don't feel now that I am fortunate. So when you start seeing that confluence age is leading us through our stage to that climax, to the fullest extent, so that this is what the golden age will be. And that's what experience of kingdom is. What is golden age? Satopradhan, everyone is happy, everyone is peaceful, good relationships, abundance, generosity. Now make a list of, and at confluence age. And you will know that, do you have sanskars of a king? Do you have sanskars of a master? Because masters and kings, they think big. They think for everyone, for whole kingdom. They don't think only for me, for myself. No? Self-sovereign and the masters and my kingdom. They know, Baba says, you are world servers. Yesterday Baba says, you are world benefactors. These are the qualities of being master, right? World, you think about world. You don't only think about yourself or 10 of us. And I find sometimes, those sanskars emerge. I do experience many times. I say, why can't we all do it? Why can't we all have this? Why can't I? That every Baba's child, every Baba's child should have, should be, or even all the souls of the world. So that's where the sanskars of kingdom. So in kingdom, you know, it's governance, it's so many things come in kingdom. You know, it's a whole subject of kingdom. But just think about this listening from yesterday, that our kingdom is being established. So whether you are at center, whether you are at home, whether you are cooperative, whether you are right hand or companions, it's our kingdom. And then in at the center, everywhere you will say, it's our kingdom. It's no one's kingdom, it's God's kingdom. And that will help you in many, many areas if we really start thinking of that our kingdom is being established, our kingdom is coming soon. So what are we expecting in that kingdom? Then we have to look into how close we are to the kingdom. So I picked on few thoughts in a very deep way, as I said, power of mind and obstacle-free companions of God. During Brahma Baba's time, we had many, many occasions Baba will call me, and so we always used to think, what to share with Baba? Some good news, some big news, some invention, some nice music. But there were few, they always used to wait so that they can complain about someone. And I used to say, I got chance with God not to complain about someone. Even Baba will say something, I will avoid, because I have few minutes with God. And that also I spend only complaining for myself or other. And then you will be surprised, such souls, when they have to get appointment, they keep delaying it. And Baba used to call many of us 5-10 times a day. because we have something to talk. So we have to change this nature. If I have to be companion of God in service, that word really last night stayed with me so much. Attentive, your kingdom is coming, and companions of God. Right, so that intoxication, that so meeting Baba, listening to Baba, experiencing Baba, but after that you are stimulated. And you really feel Murali, Baba, that's what I want to do. I want to have attention so that within 1 month, say how many times during day you just say, no, this is waste. So some points are for creating awareness, some points are for more seeing in practical and experiencing ourselves until He comes again, that what it did mean, what did it mean when Baba said about kingdom. Make it experience, think about it. Create that so that when Baba comes again, we have kind of used Murali. In a way, not just reflection, not just, but also with churning, but also awareness. So you feel different every time. But you are all expectations fulfilled? Yes? Yes? Say yes? Everyone? Everyone? Okay, that's very good. That's why He knows. Baba knows what He wants. He provides us, gives that. So now when we sit in Baba's remembrance, then I feel the thought could be thinking based on or creating that awareness stage as Baba has said, you are my companions. That means some alikeness. See, alikeness is natural transformation. People focus a lot on transformation. And I focus a lot on to be like Baba, because then you have to change. No? If I have to be like Baba, then I can't be me, what I am. So my thinking has to change. Because sometimes we are so focused on changing from weakness to this weakness. I think it's too much effort. I have to be like Baba is master. Baba is ocean of love. So what I have to be? Master, no? So that means I have to be that. When I have to be that, then what I am, I need to let go. Like someone you are not able to love because of whatever reason or sanskara of someone are such, you have difficulty, so you remind yourself, I am master ocean of love. Should have love. And when you say it, that means I have to have good wishes because I am master ocean of love. So this kind of transformation is very upgrading, kind of elevated. Then you don't have too hard on yourself always. What I have to be, with whom I have to be, what He wants from us. It's a very, very natural way to be with Baba, and also transformation happens where you create this stage or experience Baba's qualities. So make our hearts generous, benevolent, there was once a concern, Dadi Gulzar, her situations around her were, so we said, Dadi, are you concerned? Are you worried? My Baba doesn't worry, why will I worry? 3-4 days before she was here in cottage, so somebody was trying to help her. I'm not old. We say, no, you are not old. And this is what exactly Brahma Baba used to say when we used to have, I'm not old. So she keeps reminding herself, even her body is very fragile, but she keeps saying, I'm not old. So what you want to be, you think that way, you create awareness and then energy also. Today I went to say goodbye to her and she was so light and so happy and we said, Baba did play very good part through you last night. She said, really? So that's what we have to be. Happy, light. So sit in that, with that love. And what I have received, and then what I have received, I have to use that. We're not using anything from our pocket, right? It's God is giving and I'm using it. That's all. That's what you do, you get something and you use it, no? So Baba gives us and then we use it. So now we all will sit in Baba's remembrance. Just create the experience of sitting in front of Baba. It's not, it was yesterday, but even now. We are all sitting in front of Avek Babdada. And it's with the feelings of love. When I invoke Baba, then the presence is experienced. In Baba's presence, I, as a child and master, child of Baba and also master, yeah. as a child, just receiving. Baba's love. Baba's power. God's love, God's light. And as masters, sharing, bestowing, and in this awareness. Being in company of Baba, as Baba's companion, think the way Baba thinks. Speak what Baba speaks. In actions, follow Baba's all directions. Following every footstep, being together with Baba and doing in company of Baba. the experience of the awareness of companionship. Paying attention to take care of my abilities. Ability of mind, ability of intellect, so that I share responsibility with God. In this physical world, this companionship in action. Also serving the world. Sakash. As a companion of God. In the incorporeal world, also sitting next to Baba. Baba has adopted me and given me this divine birth. Baba reminds us of our kingdom. Sri Baba is with us and Baba will be with us. Always remind yourself that we are companions of God in service. So it's not I am serving, but we are serving together. This presence, great assurance. We are just the instruments. But we also want to share that responsibility with Baba and remain free from obstacles. Just reminding ourselves of this memorial of celebration of Shiv Jayanti, the birthday for father and children. It's very special.
हम धन्य तभी बन पाए।